Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Ever feel like your inner critic is running a non-stop commentary track in your head, usually highlighting all the things you're doing wrong? You know that feeling when you're about to nail a presentation but suddenly you hear that voice whispering, you're gonna mess up. Or, they'll think you're an idiot. Well, guess what? That inner critic is a myth buster waiting to be busted. Today we're diving into the power of positive self-talk and affirmations. Your secret weapons for silencing those negative voices and building unshakable confidence. Let's get real for a second. In today's world, it's easy to feel bombarded with messages telling you what you should be doing, how you should look, and who you should be. Social media can feel like a highlight reel of everyone else's perfect lives, making it even harder to believe in your own awesomeness. That's where the power of positive self-talk comes in. It's about consciously choosing to replace those negative thoughts with empowering, supportive ones. It's like upgrading your internal software, replacing the buggy code with something sleek and strong. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you harness the magic of positive self-talk. Firstly, awareness is your superpower. You gotta know what those pesky negative thoughts are before you can start flipping the script. Pay attention to your inner dialogue throughout the day. When you catch yourself thinking something like, I'm not good enough, stop and ask yourself, is that really true? Or, what evidence supports this thought? Most of the time, these negative thoughts are based on fear or insecurity, not facts. Secondly, be your own cheerleader. You wouldn't talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself, right? So treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer someone you love. Instead of saying, I can't do this, try, this might be challenging, but I'm capable of learning and growing. Thirdly, affirmations are your secret weapon. These positive statements aren't just fluffy feel-good words. They're powerful tools for rewiring your brain. When you repeat affirmations like, I am confident, I am worthy, or I am capable, you start to believe them. It's like planting seeds of positivity that will blossom into a garden of self-belief. Fourth, practice makes perfect, or at least progress. Positive self-talk isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing practice. Just like any skill, the more you do it, the easier it becomes. Make it a habit to catch those negative thoughts and replace them with positive ones throughout your day. And finally, celebrate your wins, big and small. Acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. Did you finish that project? Did you get out of bed today? That's awesome. Give yourself a pat on the back and celebrate those victories. You know that feeling when you're about to start something new? Maybe a big presentation at work or trying out for a team. Your stomach might be doing flips, your palms could be sweating, and that voice of doubt starts creeping in. What if I fail? What if everyone judges me? That's where positive self-talk comes in clutch. Instead of letting fear take over, imagine yourself confidently delivering that presentation or nailing that tryout. Visualize success, feel the excitement, and repeat affirmations like, I am prepared, I am confident, and I can do this. This shift in mindset can make a world of difference in how you approach the situation. Remember, positive self-talk is not about being delusional or ignoring your challenges. It's about choosing to focus on your strengths, believing in your abilities, and cultivating a positive outlook even when things get tough. It's a game changer for building resilience, confidence, and ultimately, living a happier, more fulfilling life. So go out there, silence those negative voices, and start speaking to yourself with the love and respect you deserve. Keep that inner critic on its toes, folks, and I'll catch you in the next episode of Calm and Confident.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.